Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Cardle and Woolley on Talk 13.7.
We're joined now by Lou Ann Anderson, who is a political commentator and a writer and a podcaster with the podcast Political Pursuits, but is more or less becoming an activist in that same area of schools and education. And Lou Ann, welcome.
Thank you. Delighted to be here.
All right. Here's the big headline that we want to talk about today. The Texas third largest school district, which is Cy-Fair down in the Houston area, has suspended a program put in by the Anti-Defamation League. It's a radical education program, and the parents apparently got wind of this thing and got it quashed. So tell us what happened in Cy-Fair.
Well, basically what you had was a group, an organization, Recover America, who first started sounding the alarm about the ADL's agenda and how it is cloaked within this No Place for Hate program. This was back in July. Parents took up action from there and had their marching orders, and they have been lobbying and helping to basically educate the school board that this program is not the nice, benign, I mean, who could be against hate?
Right.
That it's not this nice, benign program that the ADL would like to promote it as, and that instead it is basically just critical race theory dressed up as a program about kindness and about non-bullying and things like that. And the tactics of the program are incredibly heavy-handed as well.
All to reimagine America using hate and critical race theory. Go figure.
Well, let me ask you before we get into what is actually in this program, what is the ADL and why is the ADL in our schools, and which schools in our area is it in?
Well, the ADL is an organization, the Anti-Defamation League. They were founded back in 1913. And they were founded in response to escalating climate of anti-Semitism and bigotry. That in and of itself, and certainly back in that historical time frame, that was probably a to some degree needed organization. However, like many other organizations, over time they have morphed, they have evolved, and today they basically are just another social justice warrior type of advocacy group. And what's incredible to think about is that this program is reportedly in like 1,600 schools across the country. This isn't by no means a comprehensive list, but just in doing a quick search around the Central Texas area, schools that participate or ISDs that participate in No Place for Hate, Temple ISD, where I live, Belton, Jarrell, Georgetown, Waco, Smithville, Hayes, Pflugerville, Hayes Consolidated, Austin, Round Rock, Seguin, Eanes, Leander, Park, and it could go on and on and on.
And it's called No Place for Hate, all right? So, it sounds great. No Place for Hate, that sounds good. What are they teaching?
Well, the first thing in order to get this designation where you get to have this nice banner that can hang outside your school wall, at least 75% of the school students must sign a pledge. The pledge is said to be voluntary, but some of the teachers are being directed to repeatedly urge students who haven't signed the pledge to do so, which in and of itself seems like it's rather an act of bullying, which this is what the program seeks to dissuade. but they also have to go through, the ADL has the schools cede significant power over the day-to-day operations to the national activist groups. They're expected to notify the ADL when any incident of bias, bullying, discrimination, or harassment occurs. And they also are supposed to use the ADL-supplied curriculum. And in order to be a school that's designated, you must complete 3 approved activities throughout the school year. These kinds of activities can include things like K through second grade students learning about the cycle of inequality and that racism comes from, quote, ideas that white people deserve to be in charge and treated better, or that middle schoolers can consider the extent to which dress codes unfairly target certain identity groups and navigate around the identity iceberg, which tells kids not to assume their peers' race or gender by their appearance.
Oh.
And in the high schoolers go into microaggressions, which are pervasive in everyday life. They talk about a pyramid of hate that asserts that oppression is widespread. These are the kinds of things that this program, under a banner of striving for harmony and respect for all, these are the specifics that it addresses.
I mean, you mentioned, Luann, there, I'm just about to lose my breakfast, just getting sick to my stomach listening to you lay these things out, because, number one, our state test scores, national test scores, but you mentioned virtually every school district here in the Austin area and others across Texas, and we have not... And all this stuff, by the way, is coming at the expense of reading, writing, and arithmetic, and the test scores are down on those types of life skills all across the state, certainly. And you just have to think that Texans, and you mentioned things like microaggressions and pyramids of hate. I heard Joe Biden 4 or 5 times yesterday in 2 different speeches talk about how he got into politics because he thought that we could do away with hate. This idea that you can pass morality or that you can institute morality. Most of the folks in Texas are upset that the legislature's mandating classrooms talk about the Constitution or that we have the 4th of July celebrated. But yet here you've got the concept of hate being celebrated. This is just beyond belief.
What concerns me, too, is when you go and read through these programs, the different lesson plans they have and resources that they offer about teaching aids and guides and things. The word ally or alliance is used repeatedly. It's always talking about the need to have strong alliances between the students and the teachers and other interested parties.
Are parents in there? What about?
They get in a little bit here or there. But it's always this alliance, your allies. And I started thinking about that, and it's like, okay, I'm an ally. I'm going to take this pledge. So non-allies maybe would say, you know, I really don't need to sign a pledge in order to know that I'm going to be kind on a daily basis.
Yes.
I think my actions speak louder than that. So I think I'll decline the pledge. Thank you, but no thanks. Well, does that make me a non-ally? And what exactly is a non-ally? Ally. Would that be something like an enemy, an opponent, an adversary, a rival?
Exactly. They're teaching, in fact, hate themselves.
All right. Can we take a phone call, Casey? All right. Let's take a phone call. This is Kevin in Cedar Park. And Kevin, you're on with Luann Anderson.
Good morning. I think we have an opportunity now in the upcoming election to show our displeasure with a lot of these school districts by voting down their bond requests. I think it's something that,
great,
you know,
point.
Especially like in Leander, they're asking for over $750 million to sell in bonds. And how much have they done that recently? And with, you know, why should we be rewarding bad behavior with funding these people? It goes back to, you know, we have to starve the beast as far as this government. And eventually, you know, they can come back next year and discuss it then. But I think money should follow the child. You know, we should fund students, not systems. So that's my point. But we have a great opportunity to show our displeasure. Vote no on these bonds.
Yeah, Luann, I know that Temple has a bond issue being voted on now. Several Austin area districts have bond issues. AISD is looking for one a year from November.
Leander's looking at $775 million. Elgin's looking at $180 million. Georgetown over $300 million right now. take away their money. Kevin's right.
Absolutely. And you've got to remember that when those numbers that they are quoting and saying that, and for instance, in my case, Temple ISD would tell you that they're looking for basically $185 million. Well, that's principal only. That doesn't include the interest. You need to factor in another, say, 40 or so percent for interest. So in the case of Temple, this $185 million is actually closer to $260 million. A lot of times these districts also don't want to talk about the existing debt they have on the books. In the case of Temple, they have current debt of $265 million. So taxpayers go and approve this other $260 million. They're doubling their debt. And so when you have these school districts, and I would bet that you can do the same kind of analysis, and it comes up similarly with all these other school districts in the Austin area. And so I think it is absolutely a time for taxpayers to say to these ISDs, we are holding off any money until you start paying off your existing debt and you stop indoctrinating our students. Why should we reward that type of behavior?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're talking with Political Pursuit podcast Luann Anderson. Luann, this is a huge issue. Casey covered at the news at the top of the hour how local school districts are trying to limit the number of parents who can attend and present at local school board meetings. Now we have this what you call microaggressions that children supposedly have and us white people have since we're all woke racists. And it seems like the agenda is our American system is under attack, and the agenda is to absolutely take down America and reimagine America while increasing the amount of debt all these school districts and us taxpayers are paying. This is a full frontal assault, isn't it?
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. In fact, it's a full frontal assault, and there is so much that obviously we can look at this and say it's so wrong. How can we stop this train from going off the track because things are so wrong? But I just had something sent to me here that Vladimir Putin, in a speech earlier this week, he was actually slamming far left woke ideology because he says that it's causing societal ills throughout the Western world, saying that it's no different than what happened in Russia during the 1917 revolution. So Vladimir Putin gets it, but we don't.
Well, that's interesting, isn't it? And Luann, I know that this is something near to your heart, and you've researched this for years, and we've done podcasts on it together, but I want you to explain something here about how to look at these school bond issues. We were talking with Casey during the break. Leander is asking now, and it's a growth area. It has an increasing tax base, and we'll stipulate that, but it's asking for $772 million. And checking we're at $1.15 billion there. Is that right, Casey?
In existing debt.
So what I want Luann to explain, let's take this $772 million in the bond issue. That's not what the people have to pay taxes on, is it?
No, absolutely not. When that bond is issued, there will be interest assessed to that as well, just the same as if you go and take out a mortgage on a house or you go and buy a car, there's going to be a negotiated interest rate that's also going to go on top of that. And again, about 40% is a good rule of thumb. So with that
$772, right.
Yeah, okay. Well, then you're going to be adding probably another 300 million dollars to that. So what they're actually asking is more than $1 billion, probably just a touch over $1 billion from taxpayers.
Yes, and they have debt right now. We just checked as of June 30 of this year, $1.15 billion in Leander. And that's on top of the other issue that if we don't like the critical race theory that is being disguised, I guess, as this no place for hate thing with the ADL, the only way to get their attention is to deny them the funds.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. And I think that people are moving into that direction. Excuse me. They're moving into that direction because this is what we're talking about here are strictly your school boards. Or your school districts, you need to also remember that you have similar debt, maybe not to the degree of your.
Grab a sip of water there. We'll cover
there
for you.
I've got it now. No, right. Not only you have your taxes that you're paying to your school district, but you also have a city, a municipality that you're paying taxes to, your county you're paying taxes, and a lot of people have some type of junior college district.
I want you to mention again, Luann, can you go through that list of local ISDs, particularly in Austin? Folks, this is in your school district. This is happening in our neighborhood to our kids. It's called the No Place for Hate. It's part of the Reimagining America, and it's in what school districts?
Temple, Belton, Jarrell, Georgetown, Waco, Smithville, Hayes Consolidated, Pflugerville, Austin, Round Rock, Seguin, Eames, Leander, and Cedar Park are the ones that I have gone and been able to find.
No Place for Hate, as if our kids need to be accused of being little children. That when we're born, we are born with innocence. We are taught hate. We are taught to fear. We are taught greed. These are human characteristics that are learned. And now what we're doing is indoctrinating these kids thinking that they are bad, that we're born bad, that we're born with systemic racism, and then the school districts are trying to stop parents from having an influence in their kids' education.
Well, the activity guidelines for the ADL program, it specifically states, I'm quoting here, each year ADL receives activities from participating No Place for Hate schools that focus on kindness. Although learning how to demonstrate kindness is an important part of a child's social and emotional development, ADL highly encourages schools in designing their activities to move beyond kindness to social justice.
And we got just a minute here. You might comment on one other thing here on this, and that is that the ADL sends out these awards to these schools. The schools write press releases, probably supplied by the ADL, and the local newspapers eat it up.
Yep.
Without a doubt, they eat it up. And part of what they do, too, and because let's not think that this is just something that is happening quietly in the campus level. Most of the time when they get these designations, they'll have some type of ceremony at a school board meeting, present them the banners and all of that, have a little photo op with that. And so from the campus level all the way up into your administration to your school board, they are aware of this going on.
And
right.
So many of the teachers got to be just frustrated with
and this. We'll leave it there for time. But amazing stuff, Luann, and keep fighting the good fight. And let's deny some of these school districts all this debt that they want to rack up until we can get rid of CRT. And thank you so much.
Thank you.
Cardle and Woolley, weekday mornings, 7 to 9 a.m. on Talk 1370.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.